Scientists at the National Cancer Institute said they have found a new method for treating cancers of the lung, liver, and colon in test animals. The scientists report the method cured cancer of the liver and colon in mice. NPR's Laurie Garrett has details.
Dr. Steven Rosenberg has done it again. Last year, Rosenberg stunned the medical community with word he had successfully treated some human cancer patients with a revolutionary type of therapy. But some of the patients suffered serious side effects from the treatment. One died as a result. So Rosenberg has been busy working on improvements. Today, in Science magazine, Rosenberg reports studies in mice show he may have found the right treatment. Rosenberg is working on ways to trick the body's immune system into successfully attacking tumor cells. The immune system is complicated. Any successful attack on cancer cells involves a vast army of special immune chemicals and cells. A key chemical is interleukin-2. It stimulates cells of the immune system to do their jobs and kill enemy targets, such as cancer cells. Interleukin-2 is now readily available, cheaply manufactured, because it can be made through genetic engineering techniques. Rosenberg and his colleagues initially tried to grow human white blood cells in the laboratory in dishes full of interleukin-2. The idea was to stimulate those white blood cells, make them good fighters, and then inject them back into the cancer patients, where they would tackle the enemy tumor cells. It worked, but the doses of interleukin-2 that were required were toxic, even deadly. Now Rosenberg is trying something new on mice. Instead of withdrawing white blood cells and treating them in the laboratory, Rosenberg removes pieces of the actual tumors. He then grows those tumor cells in the lab in dishes full of interleukin-2. In a few days, the tumor cells die, leaving only a handful of lymphocytes. These are cells that were attached to the tumors, but were previously unable to kill them. Now, activated by their incubation with interleukin-2, these lymphocytes are ready to fight. Rosenberg injects these specially primed lymphocytes into the mice. He also injects more interleukin-2, but in small enough doses that no side effects are noticed. And he injects one more thing, a chemical that suppresses the rest of the immune system so that nothing will interfere with the work of the primed killer cells. The results are nothing short of astonishing. Now remember, this is mice. But for all mice with advanced cancers of the colon, this treatment eliminated 100% of the tumors. Half of the mice with lung cancer were cured. All of the mice with cancer of the liver were cured. Now Rosenberg's laboratory is growing similar killer cells for human beings, and the National Cancer Institute plans to begin human experimental treatments soon. Although this study appears quite hopeful, it must be remembered that this work so far only involves mice. Whether results will be as dramatic in human beings remains to be seen. I'm Laurie Garrett reporting.